పాదశమున ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 6th కాంటో 4th చాప్టర్
Last session we completed 6th canto, 3rd chapter. That is the Ajamila's story. Then from 4th chapter, this 6th canto, I said it or not, it is Poshana. How the Lord takes care of His devotees. Just like Ajamila we saw. There are 10 subjects I said. In the 2nd canto, 10th chapter, first verse is these 10 subjects are mentioned. Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana, Mutaya, like that. So here it is Poshana, how the Lord takes care of His devotees. So we have heard about in the 4th canto that Dakshya was there, was the son of Brahma, but he has 16 daughters, and the last daughter married to Sivaji, and he offended Sivaji, for which he was killed in that fire sacrifice. And finally, by the grace of Lord Shiva, he got a goat's head. So, wherever he was going, all the people were telling that, oh, goat-headed Dakshya is coming. That's why he was feeling offended. So, he left that body and became the son of Pratithas. I described it in 4th canto. He was the Pratithas, they married this Marisa. And from Marisa came this Dakshya. So this Dakshya is Pratithas Dakshya. He is now no more the son of Brahma. He is the son of Pratithas. So it was stated that in the 4th canto it was stated, but there was no mention about his further activities. Now these activities will come in the 4th chapter. Dakshya and his duty is prescribed duty is to generate so many sons and daughters like that, Praja. He is Prajapati. So, at the beginning of the creation, there is necessity of creating so many populations. So, Dakshya was, he started praying the Lord. That is called Hansa Guya Stuti. There are so many stutis are there. So we will at least utter one stuti. We'll recite one stuti. And that is Jat Shaktayo Vadatam Vadinanvai Vivada Sambhada Bhuvova Vandi Kurvandi Chaisam Muratma Moha Tasme Namo Ananta Gunaya Vunne. This is called Hansa Guya prayers. Confidential prayers. So it is in 4th chapter, text 31. That Jat Shaktayo. You see, there are so many Vadinan, Vadis, so many Daitavadi, Adhidavadi, like that. So similarly, why so many things are there about God? Why not a single point? Because, illustrated, that let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, acting from within the course of the hearts of all philosophers who propagate various views. He causes them to forget their own souls while sometimes agreeing and sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus, he creates within this material world a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my obeisances unto him. So here Prabhupada says there are so many philosophers. So many philosophers are there. I have written or not, I don't know. Yes, it I have written. That is, Prabhupada says that philosophy means finding the ultimate cause. Devotees have no problem understanding the ultimate cause of everything. But non-devotees must face many opposing elements, because everyone who wants to be a prominent philosopher invents his own way. In India, there are many parties of philosophers such as Dvaitavadi, Advaitavadi, Vaisheshika, Mimamsaka, Mayavadi and Swabhavadi. And each of them opposes the others. All of these speculators are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why they are unable to find out.
Advaitavadi, even Advaitavadi.
Yes, Advaitavadi. So, in this way, when he prayed the Lord, then the Lord appeared and he said, okay, you just marry. He wanted to create progeny. That's why the Lord said, okay, you marry the daughter of Panchajana and create progeny. So, he created 10,000 sons. 10,000 sons. They are called Bhardaswa. So, after creating those sons, he sent them to do austerity so that they can also create progeny. So, they went to one place, that is Narayana Sara, that is their one place, where they meditated. So, Narad Muni came to this, came to know this point, and he knew that these Harjaswa, they are very favorable for this renunciation. They are not addicted to this family life. So they are having renunciation motive. So he advised, Narad Muni went there and he asked him them that ten questions. Ten questions. So that they will start finding out the answer, just like we are finding out the answer to our school CBA. So he asked kuta questions, kuta prasna, very confidential questions. Like there is a place, there is a kingdom where there is only one human being, only one male person. And there is one hole where there is no, you can go inside but you cannot come out. Then there is one woman who is having so many forms. And there is one male person who is the husband of the, that Asati Stri. Then there is a river which is flowing both ways. That the current is flowing both ways. Then there is one home which is made of 25 elements. And there is one swan who has so many types of voice, so many languages. He speaks in so many languages, or so many points, so many languages. Bhuvida Sabda. Then there is one object which is very sharp like razor, and which is very hard like thunderbolt, and which is always revolving. Then ninth point is, there is one father who knows everything, omniscient, omniscient father. And tenth point is that you should know his purpose of your father. So in this way he asked these questions and went away. So these Harjasas, the 10,000 Harjasas, they were contemplating these points, and they found out the answer themselves. By themselves they contemplating, they found out the answer. That is, only one male person is there in that kingdom, that is Ishwara, that is controller. Answer is controller. Then there is one hole, that is ವೈಕುಂಠ ಜಾಗೃತ ನಾಮಿಗಂತೆ ಜಾಂಬರಂ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಓಮೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ತ್ರಿಗುಣ ತ್ರಿಗುಣ ದಿಸ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಓಮೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನಿಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ದಟ್ those who are not far fixed, their intelligence is
distorted.
ವ್ಯವಸಾಯಾತ್ಮಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಏಕೆಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಂದನ ಬಹುಶಾಕ ಅನಂತ
ಬುದ್ಧಿ
ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಹುಶಾಕ ದೇನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಬರ್ತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಬೋತ್ ವೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಳಯ Then there is one, one swan which is having so many languages fixed in swan, so that is Veda. Veda is having so many, so many persons find out so many meanings from that Veda. Vedishya sarve aramayama vedyo, that very people understand. You think, no, no, the demigods are the only Veda Bhagarata, like that. Then that object which is made of razor and thunderbolt, that is Kala, that is time. Then father is the Lord himself. So you should know his purpose. The Lord says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vradharam. So they became renounced. They understood these points, questions. So there is no necessity of the entering into family life. So they took sannyas. Like that they didn't enter into family life. Then when Dakshya heard this, then he became very sorry. Very also very much angry on Narada. That is because of Narada that my sons became beggars. So then he started creating another 1,000 stones. There, Subhadraswa. Subhadraswa means their name is Subhadraswa. Subhadraswa. So then they were also sent to do the austerity. And they went there also, and Narada also went there. Alright. Narada also went there. Then, the same questions Narada asked to them, and they also found out the same answers, and they became also renounced. So, when when Dakya heard all these things, he became very, very angry over Narada. Then, Narada went to Dakya. That you have. Now your time is there, you can take the worship of the Lord and you can also take the nuts of life like that. So when Narmuni went to Dakya, Dakya became very angry and he said, Tantukrutana Janastam Abhadram Atarapuna Tasma Lokesu Te Mura Navhave Brahmata Padam. That is he caused Narmuni. It is stated in 6th and 5th chapter, text 6, that and the great Sri Narada, that is, then he said that na bhavet pradam padam, that because you are staying in one place for so many days or so many period, so you can delude my sons. So I caused you that you have made me lose my sons once and now you have again done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore you are a rascal who doesn't know how to behave towards others. You may travel all over the universe, but I caused you have no residence anywhere. That means you cannot stay in one place for a longer period. If you stay in one place for a longer period, just like I am staying here for a longer period, so that I am giving you Bhagavatam. Otherwise, I couldn't. But anyway, my point is that he caused that point. So, Prabhupada Maharaj says that because we come in this disciplined succession in the Narada Parampara, Brahma, Madhya Gaudiya Parampara is Narada. Brahma gave the knowledge to Narada, Narada gave it to Vyasadeva, like that. So we are also having that course. So we cannot stay in one place, just like Prabhupada. He cannot stay in one place.
Oh.
But that is also indirectly helpful for the whole human world. Because when a sadhu, when a sacred person goes to different places, he instructs the people. Because Prabhupada has been wandering throughout the world, so that whole world people are taking to Krishna consciousness and chanting the name of the Lord.
That's
so
a
it is a blessing in disguise.
That's a one kind of benediction.
It is a blessing in disguise. And Narada Muni also very happily happily got that course. He simply he didn't object to that. He was very happy. Gurudev Swami continued, my dear king, since Narada Muni it is stated that prati jagraha tad vadam Narada sadhu sammata Yetavam sadhu vadohi itikhyate ishvara swayam. This is the actually the symptom of a sadhu. That he can tolerate everything. Even if he has the power to counter course, but he simply accepted that course. Very happily I have accepted that course. So it is stated that Sukhasugata Goswami continued, my dear king, since Narada Muni is an approved sentient person, when caused by Prajapati Daksha, he replied, tad vadam. That means, yes, what you have said is good. I accept this course. He could have caused Prajapati Daksha in return, but because he is a tolerant and merciful sadhu, he took no action. That is the symptom of a sadhu, symptom of a sentient person. So, thereafter, when Brahma came, Daksha was very much angry. Then Brahma came, he said, you see, Narada's business is like that. He will make all persons renounce order. Because he is renounced, he is a brahmachari. So he will make all the people brahmachari. So you don't create sons, you create daughters. So that he cannot disturb them to be in renounced order life. Because in our Vedic system, the ladies are not supposed to be unmarried, they are supposed to be married. So, thereafter he created 60 sons. These are daughters, 60 daughters. And he gave them in marriage to different persons. 10 daughters he gave to Dharma, 13 to Kashyapa, and 27 to Chandrama, this moon, sun, moon god, that is Buddha. Then two Bhutas, two to Angira Rishi, two daughters to Krushaswa, four daughters to Tarkhya Kashyapa. So in this way, he gave these daughters in marriage to these very important persons from whom the whole world was populated. So in this way, there are sons and daughters of those daughters are described. So it is stated that this Aditi, these 13 daughters who married Kashyapa, among them two daughters are very famous. One is Aditi and another is Diti. Diti and Aditi. From Diti comes these Daityas, and from Aditi comes Adityas. There are two of Adityas. They are Vibhushan, Arjama, Pulsa, Tosta, Atha, Savito Bhaga, Savita Bhaga, Dhata, Vidhata, Varuna, Mitra, Sakra, Urukrama.
Oh, these are demigods.
And they are demigods. Vibhushan is the son of sun god. Arjama, Pitruna, Arjama, Tasmi, like that. They are in various departmental heads. So, from 7th chapter, we will see here that this Sakra, Indra is known as Sakra because he has done this 100 yajna, Satakratu. So when Indra signs signature, he signs as Sakra. Sakra means Satakratu. Like that, he signs. So this Indra was having so much opulence in heavenly planet, heavenly kingdom, that heaven, that is called Alakapuri. So many opponents is there. So, one day, when their guru, the Brihaspati went, he didn't show respect to him. He didn't stand up from his
properly received.
Yes, properly received. Because he saw He thought, why every day I will have to go and welcome all this thing every day, but I should do. Because yes, it will pop up because of so much opulence. It is very natural to be popped up. So when Brahmaji saw that Indra's mental condition, he could understand, so he vanished. He didn't enter into the arena, I mean this sabha, this assembly. He vanished himself. He was he didn't go to his ashram also. So after that, Indra became conscious of his mistake, offense. So he became very sorry. And all the demigods, because Indra was not giving respect to Brahaspati, all the demigods were also remaining silent. So all the demigods discussed what should happen to us. So in this way, immediately this fact was known by Shukracharya. So Shukracharya started told his daityas to attack them, the demigods. So they attack the demigods and they become defeated. The demigods become defeated. So Indra and all the demigods, they went to Brahma. How to be again to be in charge of the heavenly planet. So Brahma first reproached them that why you should not have done like that. But anyway, you approach Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa is the son of Toshta. Here is Toshta, is there stated. Toshta, Toshta means he is also a demigod, I mean Aditya. He is also brother of Indra. His son is Vishwarupa. So you approach him, so he can be, although he has some bad qualities, but you don't take that. You accept him as your guru, so that he will energize you, he will give you proper, energy, something strength like that. So they approached Vishwarupa, and Vishwarupa was not willing immediately, but he didn't like to be this their priest. So, but because they requested him so much, so that way he agreed. And so he gave them this Narayana Kavacha. So all these things will describe from 7th chapter. So, or 8th chapter to describe. So we'll now stop our Bhagavatam. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudeva ki, Anantamudi Vaishnavada ki, Dai Gaur Pramanande.